When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Sing, Tom.
And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
There we go.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Woo! And you go, Teeks.
Never a doubt.
What do you think?
Well, so
not very encouraging, Spike.
No, you did a good job. You went all out, which I appreciate, TK. But one funny thing happened is like I'm singing it, and I know I heard myself, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear myself. I looked down and I saw that my mic was off, and I was like, "Oh, Jack is trying to nail TK by turning all our mics off."
Well, yes. I knew that. I knew that was going to happen.
Yes. I didn't know. Just so you know, I was not.
That's
funny.
A Jack thing.
No, I mean,
strictly a Jack thing.
I've known Jack a long time. You don't think I knew that Jack was trying to set me up? Of course he was.
You did a good job, TK.
Yes.
Thank you, Spike.
And I mentioned to my wife does not listen to the show. She's listened to the show one time ever.
My wife doesn't listen to my shows either.
Yeah. Well, my show's on like
she's sleeping, Tom.
Yeah.
You know,
fair point.
We understand why she's not listening to you, Tom. Yeah, right. Yes.
But respectfully, so I told Val, I was like, hey, you know, we sing a Creed song every day at 5:30, and she was like, you sing a Creed song on? And she was like, on the air? I was like, yeah. So I played it for her on the Rewind thing on the Odyssey app. And she looked at me and she was just like, why do you do that? Like, she could not comprehend why it was fun. But, you know.
They never get it.
No.
It's a fun song to sing.
It is a fun song
to sing.
There you go,
Teeks.
Yes.
Enjoyed it.
Good job, brother.
All right. Good job, Teeks.
There you go.
All right. So it is time for.
Wait. Encouraged a little fella.
Are we doing picks first? Or are we doing buzz first? Picks?
Let's do. Buzz first.
Okay, so the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, Commissioner Buzz, is here with an update. Buzz,
What's up? I know Ike's got a gripe. We'll get to that.
Damn sure I do.
In just a minute. So we're going to start with his score. Ike,
by the way, Buzz, it sounds like you've been sick for like 3 weeks now. What the hell's going on?
I fought off a cold over the weekend. I'm better now.
All right.
So
yeah, buck up.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to go. No days off. So Ike gets back in the win column. With the third fewest points in the league this week, with a 103-99 win over iRise, Jordan Addison scored about half his points. Gets
unbelievable.
Just enough.
103 and he wins.
Unbelievable.
I get to 7-5.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I just can't even enjoy my win. You know what I mean?
You don't deserve to enjoy that win. That is unreal. What is iRise doing with 99 points? Unreal.
Spike loses 118-110 to Yoshi.
Oh, man, hate to see that.
Yoshi's receivers combined for 5 points, and Spike still could not capitalize.
Well, as I said, here are the guys I had on the bench. Josh Allen, Ja'Marr Chase, Drake London. I had to start Tommy DeVito. I'm saying is I'm fine. I almost won it. With all my backups.
Was it a good week for you to lose so you can motivate your team?
It was. Baltimore.
It was. It was a good week to lose. I'm going to finish it. We have two more regular season weeks.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm going to win both of those, and then I'm going to run the table in the playoffs. So,
and Jack wins 129-38 over OG Wade.
Yep, a laugher.
38
OG Wade.
So, I'm glad you said that.
38?
Because here's my gripe.
Yeah.
You, Fritz.
Yep.
you allowed this to happen because it gave you a victory. So I understand from your sneaky standpoint, you don't give a damn. You're not going to turn yourself in. You, Commissioner?
Yes.
This is why you're the Commissioner.
Okay.
He put a lineup in with two guys who weren't even playing this week.
On bias, they were?
Yes. OG Wade. So in other words, he's not setting a lineup.
Well,
this is part of your job. You're supposed to make sure everybody is setting a lineup every week.
And he's banned from the league, obviously, moving forward, OG, but this is disgraceful behavior.
Yes.
This is the first week it happened, and there's no one on the bench who would have made this remotely close.
No, I understand.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
I'll be on his ass this week.
Wow.
Well, forget him.
Relax.
I want you on everybody else. Yeah, we don't need you on him like that. But come on, Buzz. This guy's in first place taking victory laps when he knows he's playing his OG Wade who didn't set a lineup. You think he reminded OG to set his lineup?
No way, no.
No shots.
No, well, Jack still put up the third most points in the league
this week. Yeah, so quit whining.
We had the worst commissioner ever, then moved to the next worst commissioner
ever.
Turtle
doesn't work here anymore.
Nobody wants to do their jobs here.
What were you doing Sunday, Buzz?
I'll be reaching out to OG. I don't think.
What? You were a little sick over the weekend? You had a little sniffles? You couldn't do your job?
I don't think I even have his number, so you'll have to I'm sure you'll give it to me.
You're the commissioner.
DM him. He sits on Twitter all day long. I'm sure I'll see your DM.
No, you can't find him.
DM OG Wade. Tell him to put in another bad player into his lineup so he can put up 45 next week.
Unreal.
Unreal, man.
All right, takeaways with 2 weeks to go.
All right.
Ike Reese is officially back in a playoff spot.
Wow. Right. Welcome back with a big win.
In there. Barely, but we're in there.
Barely, but he is in a spot at 7-5. I know I get accused of giving her love every single week, but no one is hotter in this league than Kimberly. She wins again.
Well, that's inappropriate.
I was going to say literally and figuratively.
Yeah. No one's got a hotter team than Kimberly's
team. There we go.
Inappropriate.
She's won 7 of her last 8. She is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Started 0-4. She is now.
And she might have the second most points in the league.
Does she?
I think so. I think her squad has scored the second most behind you, Spike.
She is. 20 points
behind you.
Who's first again?
That would be you.
Okay.
But you lost again this week.
That's all right. I had a bunch of byes.
Everyone's dealing with byes. Ike used to complain about his
buys. Then I had Purdy, was my backup quarterback, got hurt. I'm fine.
Listen, everyone has exactly one bye with every player.
Yeah, all right.
And the third takeaway here is James and Jack, they're now both 9-3, 2 games above the rest of the league. They both each need just one more win to clinch a first-round bye
in
the playoffs.
Wow. I don't want a bye. You know why? Because
I want
more victories. I want to finish with as many victories as I possibly can.
Rest versus
can.
Rust? You want your guys to get
I don't need rest. I don't need rest. I'm coming for Fritz. I'm coming for James.
All right, power rankings.
Power rankings time. Yoshi with the win over Spike. He stays at 5. He's not moving ahead of Spike.
Oh, come on. His team's so fraudulent.
All right, but he won again, and he beat Spike.
Yeah.
And he's at 5. 4, Spike gets moved down from 3 with the loss.
Love it.
He's at 4.
No worries here.
That's 2 straight losses?
No,
not 2 straight losses.
Okay.
Not 2 straight losses. Kimberly, again, hottest team in the league. She moves up to 3.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Okay, so Kimberly has the same number of wins as me and less points, right?
She's second most in points.
Yeah, but she's hot, Spike. You're cold.
It's a what have you done for me lately kind of league.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, you can't just give you this whole nonsense about points. It's sometimes eye test.
If we just did it straight on points, you don't even need the rankings.
I know, seriously.
Read off the points standings.
Yeah, knock yourself out with your little points.
No, we don't want to do that.
No.
All right.
2, still James.
I'll be way at the bottom.
Unbelievable.
2 is still James, and 1 is still Jack.
Yep.
Jack's had a nice little run here at 1. Longest stretch of 1 wins in a row of anyone in the league this year belongs to Jack Fritz.
Yep, that's right.
Shut up, Buzz.
Man.
No one cares.
Well, you know me right now. I'm just, I'm just hanging in there.
Yeah, listen, you're back in the playoffs.
I'm getting healthy.
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
A lot of big matchups this week, too. What you got? Jack versus Yoshi, Kimberly versus James. Spike taking on Scott should be another win.
Oh, I got a tough matchup, too. I got the Amish Mafia.
Who's that?
5-7, Scott.
Oh, okay.
Well, Scott, sorry. Ike against Spike playing Jab.
By the way, where has Scott Newtown been on this show? Basically gave up after the summer.
Oh, did he?
He did.
He's an everyday caller.
What happened?
You never hear from him.
And he's in the league, right?
Hey, come on, Scooter.
What's his deal?
I don't know. He's painting houses.
Oh.
That's what he does. I don't know.
Do I even have to bother reaching out to OG Wade this week. He's playing iRise.
Yeah. Let those two losers.
That's 11 versus 12. Both teams eliminated from playoff contention.
Do I have to bother doing my job? Buzz the commissioner. So, all right. Well, we'll remember that, Buzz. Okay. We will remember that. All right. Good job, Buzz.
All right, Buzz.
When I say good job, I mean not your best week. But, good job overall.
Not my fault you lost.
I don't care about losing. I knew this was a loss.
Yeah, dude, you're fine. Yeah, you just keep that you're like the meme with the mask over the face.
No.
With a smile on.
I have the best roster in the league. I don't have
it's amazing.
Any,
yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you tell everybody about National Appliance Warehouse, then we'll give our pick.
Yeah, listen, because it's a huge week. It's a huge week. After you have some turkey, you got to get down to National Appliance Warehouse. The Black Friday Mega Sale is going on right now. And the great part about the Black Friday Mega Sale is it's a throwback to when Black Friday really used to mean something, when there was great prices all over the place. National Appliance Warehouse has that for you. Mark Smack and his team have negotiated huge discounts directly from the manufacturers and are passing those great prices on to you. It's the best and biggest sale savings event of the year. So you get down there today. You're already saving a lot of money because of the savings event, because tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. But on top of that, also price assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse to make sure your dollar is always stretching further. Finds lower prices elsewhere, lowers the price at National Appliance Warehouse. It's amazing. So you're going to best appliances, Gen Air. I've talked a lot about Gen Air, Sub-Zero, Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands for you. So National Appliance Warehouse has you covered, and is always an unbeatable customer experience. So don't miss the Black Friday Mega Sale going on right now. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Can we fire Buzz after this year?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't.
Because he's not going. He doesn't want to go back to.
No. Well, I don't want him to do it either. I've seen how he works as a producer. I don't want him to be
it's dynamite work.
Commissioner. All right.
I can't put more on my plate.
Let's do the picks. Who's what happened last week? Who goes first? I believe I was 2-2.
You were 2-2. I believe Ike and I were both 3-1.
No, I lost the Chargers game.
You also lost the Eagles game.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
thanks for reminding me.
Well, I'm just saying, because I remember you. I remember your little score there.
Well, I definitely went 3-1. I know that.
Yeah, I went 2-2. Okay. I went 2-2. Yeah.
Well, then, Jack, that means you go first.
Yeah, just another week for me, by the way, 3-1. Okay. So I'm taking the Bears plus 9.5. That line seems too big. It's a little fishy, but Caleb Williams starting to play better football, and the Lions have not exactly played well on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to take the Bears tomorrow plus 9.5. I'm going to take the Bengals minus 2.5. I think this is when we start seeing the Bengals.
The what?
The Bengals.
Okay.
Round into form here. And
listen, I got 3.
Well, I got, when I looked 40 minutes ago, it was 2.5.
I saw 2.5 this morning.
What are you guys looking at?
Well, me and you are on the same one. We're on FanDuel.
Well, no, I'm looking at ESPN's.
Well, you're a FanDuel guy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't log in.
Okay.
Well, let me just make sure. So on FanDuel, it's still Bengals 2.5.
Okay. All right.
I think the Bengals minus 2.5. I can't believe the Seahawks are only a 1.5 favorite against the Jets. You couldn't pay me money to put much money down the Jets on Sunday. I don't care that they're at home. I'll take the Seahawks minus 1.5. And Eagles 34-27 over the Ravens.
Mm. Jack moving to fade the Jets after picking them to win the Super Bowl this year.
Make the Super Bowl.
Okay. Who should go? Well, Ike has a better record than me, so Ike should go first.
All right, I'm going to start off with the Commanders. They've lost 3 in a row. Could lose 4 in a row, but I don't think they lose 4 in a row. I think they bounce back against the Titans this weekend, so I'll take the Commanders at home, minus 5.5. I will also take the Vikings, who are just laying in the weeds, 9-2, and no one even knows that they're 9-2.
Unbelievable after that start they had that nobody's paying attention.
They get to 10-2. They take down the Cardinals. Give me the Vikings, minus 3.
The Vikings with Daniel Jones.
Yes. Yes. As long as he doesn't play.
Right,
And then you know what? I was going to go with the Bengals, but Jack jumped on there, so I don't want to bet that one. I'll take the Falcons getting points at home against the Chargers. Chargers, Monday night, got to travel East Coast, South, whatever that is. And their favorite, the Falcons have been leaking oil a little bit, but I think they get right at home. Give me the Falcons plus 1.5. And obviously, I'm taking the Birds Sunday plus the points. 23-20 Eagles.
Okay. There you go. So Actually, we have some disagreements in all of our picks this week. So I actually have the Steelers plus 2.5 against Cincinnati. The Steelers are a good team. The Bengals are not. I think it's just that simple. So I the Steelers get right after the Browns loss. I don't think they lose two in a row. So I'm taking Steelers plus 2.5 at Cincinnati. The Niners are a desperate team. I'm sort of taking a chance here because I'm assuming Purdy will play. He practiced
today.
Yeah, he threw Monday, then he was limited today. I don't know. I just feel like a desperate Niners team could be some pretty crazy weather. Really cold, I think, in Buffalo on Sunday. But I'm going to take the Niners getting a touchdown at the Bills. I actually have the Chargers minus 2 at Atlanta. I think of it this way. Chargers just lost. The Chargers are a real team. The Falcons are not a real team. So in this home stretch, I'm going to go with the Chargers.
And you said
minus
it's 2? FanDuel is 2. I'm looking at the ESPN app.
Okay. When I looked this morning, it was 2.
So Jack, that's plus 2, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have minus 2. I have Chargers minus 2.
Yeah, I'm the other way.
And then, of course, I have the Eagles losing by double digits as always. It's undefeated. I have the Eagles losing 34-17.
Like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the fact that you keep him with the betting against
him. Yep. Yes. Now, before we get to the end of the show, it's not a Friday show.
But I think we still do it.
We end the show as if it's a Friday show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I know we'll screw it up anyway, but Herb in the Northeast.
It's worked out for us, though.
It has. Herb, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, victory this weekend. We're gone. You know that. Hey, Rios, you hearing me, brother?
Hold up.
Start getting out there dancing in North Philly. I'm ready for a dog fight down in Baltimore. Here we come down 95 with our fancy cars and our buses, and we're ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, sir. John Harbaugh's team. Yeah, my man. He got a job a long time ago. Worked for Andy Reid. But let's say we're going to come this time. We're playing, man. This is 2024. This ain't no spring training game or summer
preseason game. Yeah.
NFL football.
That's right.
At its best. Thanksgiving weekend. This is the big game. Just because these.
What's he saying it like that for?
Super Bowl.
He's fired up.
Hell yeah. These two teams might
sounds
be
like
the
he's
best
doing a commercial.
in January. We got 26. Hey, Jack, listen to me. We got 26.
And is he trying to do a Rios thing?
179 this weekend. You hear me?
179? All right,
179 this weekend?
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. 179.
Man.
And I'm predicting about 78 passing. Let's go.
78 passing yards?
250. He going for 250 at 306 last week.
Uh-huh.
We going to get this W.
Oh, he meant 78 receiving yards for Saquon.
They're talking everybody. Speak, ESPN, every channel. They're all over the Eagles now. They know the Eagles are real.
Can you say blood on the grass?
Yeah.
Like Herb said, bump and run. Bump and run.
No one on Speak is saying bump and run.
He went third person.
Yes,
watch yourself now.
Oh, watch yourself, Jack.
Me, I'm sending my boys in. 65 toss. Lane Johnson, he knows what I'm talking about.
Is he calling plays?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fullback dive?
Now, this is fired up, Herb.
Yeah. This is something else.
This is the Herb we got for the preseason.
Sounds like someone's ready for 4 days off.
Yeah.
You ain't so far, your boy. Go call your boy, what's his name? Hugh Douglas. He knows I'm bringing the dogs out.
Yeah.
On Sunday. The dogs are coming. Milton Williams, sack. We got a couple new ones coming in for Brandon Graham.
Who?
They're going to come in. I'm sending the 46 defense in this time, boy.
Better
watch. This is going to be something you ain't never seen since Buddy Ryan.
Well, this defense is better than Buddy Ryan's defenses.
Well, I can tell you, Seth.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Go talk to Seth Joyner. I don't know. He knows what's happening. I'm going to tell you now. We got some roughnecks coming this time. These guys want to get a W on Sunday, man.
Eat a W.
I'm predicting this score. Yeah. Eagles. 36, 27, okay? Eagles, 36.
36.
27 Ravens.
What does Thanksgiving look like at your house, Herb?
What's that?
Thanksgiving. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going up to Doylestown and party with my friends up there.
You're partying?
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
What are you partying with? You're like 70.
Listen, yo. I got something to tell you, White Grease.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
You know that guy that was sitting with me over there on Monday night?
OG Wade?
He had a picture with Brandon Graham, you know. He used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs and in the USFL.
Oh.
They're having a party on December 16th. He invited me. The NFLPA.
Well, you can't go to that.
Yeah, I've been invited by him already.
Well, you have to show up with a former player, though.
Carmichael might be there. There's a bunch of people going to be there.
You got to be somebody's plus one. You just can't roll up there by yourself.
Okay? I might have to go to JFK that night. I just found out my friend Joe's got to go to Syria. I'm driving him up there. Saturday morning, like 7:30 in the morning, because I don't have to be at the Wells Fargo till 3:30.
What are we supposed to do with this information, Herb?
Yeah. What are we doing here? Yeah. Go back to the Rios thing.
Did he say blood on the grass? Yeah, say blood on the grass.
Get out on the street, man. Get out on the street. Start dancing. Put your dancing shoes on. Bring your spikes out there or something, you know?
Yeah.
What's happening, bro? Hey, hey, Ike.
Yeah.
You're from Cincinnati. Guess who? Guess who's going to be playing ball at LaSalle High School, LaSalle College this year?
Chris Sabo.
No. Pete Rose, his grandson.
The third, yes. Pete Rose's grandson. Yeah.
Has a son, yeah. He's going to LaSalle University. Yeah.
How about that?
I'm going to take you to a game. You hear me?
Okay.
I'm going to take you. We're going to, me and Ike are going to go to a game.
Yeah. All right. Your
all
treat?
Right, brother. Me and you were going to drive up to Broaden Alney and wait the next block over.
It's a great idea.
You know, right where Central is, right behind the field's right behind Central High School.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Ike.
All right, Herb. You have a good Thanksgiving, brother.
All right, Herb.
I'm right, Herb. God bless, Herb.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Don't eat too much turkey. You got a big game on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
What do you think about Field of Dreams?
That's redundant.
No.
Okay.
Tryptophan.
Right.
Is it tryptophan?
Yes. Tryptophan, yep.
Yeah.
Woo. All right.
Woo!
That was something else. Da 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 da. My God.
Yeah, what happened to the Oscar music?
Nah, he was cooking.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, well, I bet it shot at me, man.
Yeah, you didn't have any of those today.
Yeah, I thought I was all right today.
Yeah, you remembered everything.
You were sharp as a tack, man.
Yeah. What's next? Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What's next?
It's not right.
Not right at all. Yeah, good luck to everybody at Turkey Bowl tonight.
Yeah, Paul the Sixth, let's go.
Yep.
So you're rooting for them over Camden the Catholic?
Well, I'm just saying I'm team captain of Paul the Sixth.
So. Oh,
then you have to.
Seems like if I was betting on the coin toss.
No betting on high school sports. What's next? That was something.
That was something else.
It was a heartfelt message, which I thank Dan for sharing with us. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to my career in the mob. What's next? All right.
that was the funniest part of it. It's, the movie is 30-some years old,
yes,
and he's acting like it just came
the
out.
Plot, yes. Let me tell you what happened. Kevin Costner. All right. What's nice? It's usually once a show. I friggin' gum at you. That's why it is. That's why I'm there. All right. Well, hey, real quick thing. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I know people go out. 14 years ago, my wife and I got rear-ended by a drunk driver on Thanksgiving Eve. She was really drunk, also on PCP. And we were lucky in that all I ended up with, I ended up with hip surgery after that. I tore my labrum, but it could have been much, much worse. So if you're going out tonight, please be safe about
please
it.
Please be safe, yeah, yes.
There, have a friend drive you. There's friggin' ride shares, Uber, Lyft, whatever. But please, please, please be safe. Otherwise, we will talk to you on Monday.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and go Birds!